have been listening to, or you have just missed, the news from VK1WIA. Now it's time for VK6ARN and News West.
VK6 ARN News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931.
Hi, I'm Clinton, VK6 FCRC, and welcome to News West for the 7th of January 2023. Now on with the show.
Hello and a happy new year from Dennis, VK6 AKR, and the members of the WAVHF group. Our year in amateur radio has kicked off and yesterday we had our first activity day for January. If you missed it, don't worry, there will be another on Saturday the 13th and that is just under a fortnight away. All are welcome to see what we're doing in the club, have a chat and a cuppa. Noon until about 4 o'clock at the Wireless Hill site in Applecross. The first contest for this year is the Ross Hull Memorial Contest for VHF and above. It is a distance and band scoring contest and runs over the month of January. It is dedicated to the memory of Ross Hull, who was a pioneer in the study of tropospheric propagation, was very active in the higher bands, and in the investigation of propagation. Somewhat fitting, perhaps, that Rollo Everingham, VK6BO, Silent Key, and Wally House, VK6KZ, both founding members of the WAVHF group, were winners of the award. Rollo won in 1954, and Wally won 4 years straight from 1981. There was a bit of a lull in VK6 success. The most recent awards for our state went to Barry Burns, VK6 ADI, in 2011 and 2019. So, shall we make a bit of noise on 6 metres and above? Look on the WA website for the Ross Hull Memorial Contest, download the rules and have a go. This contest, by the way, is open worldwide. So how about chasing some DX? Thanks for listening and hope to chat on air or face-to-face at the club rooms. Please enjoy a safe and happy 2024. 73 from Dennis, VK6AKR for the WAVHF group.
Happy New Year from WAG. This is VK6RRG and this is WAG news for January the 7th. We do not meet in January, although the committee is trying to organise a planning get-together. Announcement for the meeting in February. It will be February 5, and we are planning on having a talk. I don't know exactly what an X-ray radio echo is, but VK6XRE is Robin Edwards, and Robin will be giving a talk on repeater trunking, and specifically PUPA 25 or Project 25 style of repeater trunking, that in the context of emergency wide area communication systems. The usual details apply. The meeting starts at 7:30, doors open half an hour earlier, and there's tea, coffee, bickies, and lots of opportunity to socialise both before and after the meeting. The meeting will be held at number 12 Australia 2 Drive in Crawley, an area of land called Camp Cornwall. A little bit of knowledge for you. And that's the home of the Pelican Point Sea Scout Hall. We'd love to see if you can come along, and you never know what you could learn. This has been Mark, VK6FIVE, and I'll catch you further down the log.
If you happen to listen to the right part of the 80-metre band on a Tuesday evening, you might hear something that sounds like this. The CQQRS net has been running every single Tuesday for the last 2 years and has been unbelievably popular. There are usually half a dozen, and a couple of times up to 18 stations, popping in and out when they can over the 4 or 5 hours. The aim is to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment, where slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or just to enjoy the banter. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed, we'd love to have you join in. The net starts at 0900 Zulu every Tuesday on 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz, and there's stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQ QRS call. For more information and to receive our weekly CQ QRS RagChew newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via my email address on qrz.com, or you can email me direct, mark.bosma@icloud.com. That is mark.bosma@icloud.com. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So once again, Tuesdays from 0900 Zulu until late, between 3540 kHz and 3570 kHz. Cheers from Mark, VK2KI and VK6QI.
On right now is the Radio Amateur Society of Australia's DX contest. This contest doesn't follow the more usual format of a set number of hours, usually over a weekend. Many, but not all contests follow that format. The RASA DX contest runs over 12 months, and you can work it for as many days or parts thereof as you choose. The objective of the RASA DX contest is to encourage greater participation and activity on the medium frequency and high frequency bands. The contest is deliberately designed as a long form event, as many amateurs are unavailable for the more traditional contests held on weekends. It also provides the opportunity for those who like to operate in a more relaxed fashion to still take part in a national contest. This also provides amateurs the opportunity to use their 2x1 contest call signs. There are no formal exchange requirements for this contest other than the normal minimum standards for a QSO in each mode. And you get 1 point per QSO, per band, or per mode. And duplicates are permitted, so you can work the same guy every day if you want. For instance, if you get someone on 80 metres, you can work them on sideband, CW and digital in the mixed mode category for 3 points. That's pretty easy. Or you can work someone on several bands for more points. 1 point for each contact on the band per mode. There you go. All the bands are open. You might be able to score a lot of points out of each person. If you use Club Log, your score will be provided as part of that system's reporting. All contacts between the 1st of January this year, 2024, and the 31st of December, at the end of this year, are eligible. And the allowed bands are the HF bands, 160 metres, 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10 metres. And please note that the WAC bands are not allowed. And there'll be awards, first and second place for each category, mixed modes, single sideband, CW, and digital. And to encourage amateurs to get on air and participate, RASA will be offering a prize, and that's to be advised, to one lucky entrant. To be eligible for the prize, you must satisfy the following criteria. You must submit a log and summary page by the 15th of January next year. The format options for your log entry are specified on the website. So for digital category submissions, you must have a minimum of 500 QSOs over the year, and for single sideband category submissions, you must have a minimum of 250 QSOs. For CW, you must have a minimum of 150 QSOs over the year, and for mixed open modes, you must have a minimum of 500 QSOs. This prize will be drawn by a RASA-appointed independent team of two people who will ensure that it's drawn in a fair and ethical manner. The winner will be notified by email or phone. Now you can find all of the details about this contest, all of the details that you need to know, vkradioamateurs.org, that's vkradioamateurs.org, and follow the links on the menu on the website and you'll find out all about the RASA DX contest.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG Technical and General Net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750, or Channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Write this date up on your new 2024 calendar now. Time, 09 hours. Day, Saturday. Date, 10 February. Place, Mandurah Bowling Club. Address, 89 Allnut Street, Mandurah. Just up the hill from the Mandurah Railway Station. Purpose, Hargfest Swap Meet. The Peel Amateur Radio Group Mega Raffle is on again now. Prizes will be drawn at the event on Saturday, 10 February. Go to the PARG website at www.parg.org.au for information.
You may notice that News West has been light on for content lately, and I've been playing a lot of repeat stories, but you can help us to change that by sending your stories or contributions through to newswest@vk6.net.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. The attraction to amateur radio for me lies in the idea that it provides a framework for experimentation and learning. There's never an end to either. Each time you go on air is an opportunity to do both, and every chance I get, I cannot help being sucked into another adventure. My weekly scribbles are an attempt to both document what I've been up to and to encourage others to take a step on the path that I am discovering, moment by moment, week by week. One of the more, let's call it, comment-inducing activities I like to explore is low-power operation. This is not to the liking of many operators who are happy to run their shack at full legal power. For me, full legal power is 40 dBm or 10 watts. That's not to say that I've never experienced the thrill of running a pile-up on a contest station. I have. What's not to like? You speak with people from communities far and wide, they're clamoring to talk to you, and making contact is pretty easy, almost effortless. The lure towards more power, bigger antennas, more bands, and more radio is always there, but it's not all there is to this hobby. My year-long efforts of running a 10 dBm or 10 milliwatt weak signal propagation reporter or whisper beacon is evidence that you can make it 13,945 kilometres from me in Victor Kilo 6 to Papa Alpha, where it was heard by YARP, Papa Alpha Zero Oscar, in Zuidwolder, just outside Groningen, in the northeast of Het Kikkerland. In fact, across 2023, my 10 dBm beacon was reported 4,849 times by 58 stations, many inside Australia, but there were reports from Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Taiwan, Antarctica, Sweden, and, as I said, the Netherlands. One of my friends, Charles, November Kilo 8 Oscar, is a mostly mobile operator who loves to set up for both Parks on the Air, also known as POTA, as well as Worldwide Flora and Fauna, WWFF. His chosen mode is CW, but you'll find him using digital modes like FT8, and even as a rare DX event, you might strike it lucky and hear his voice. Most of his activity uses batteries, so you'll rarely make contact with him when he's using more than 47 dBm or 50 watts. A couple of weeks ago, during the weekly FTroopNet, he announced that for the duration of 2024, Charles intends to operate using low power, or QRP. Operating QRP isn't for everyone, but I'd hazard a guess that if tried, there's plenty to learn and experience by dialing the power down to play in a low-power environment. Think of it like this. If you're into cars, it's the thrill of driving fast. It's not the only way to drive and enjoy yourself. Driving sedately, touring the back roads will get you to your destination just as well. And along the way, you'll have the opportunity to look out the window, to even have the window down, and to enjoy the environment, rather than spending every second being on a hair trigger. If fishing is more your thing, high-power radio is like dynamite fishing. You'll easily catch all the fish in the pond, but once you have, there's nothing left to do. Fly fishing, on the other hand, gets you a different but perhaps just as satisfying experience. So, if you've never done this QRP thing, what can you expect when you turn the power down? First of all, reception works just the same, so everyone you heard before will continue to be heard. Transmission is going to be a little different. If you've ever changed over radios, you might already have experienced the jolt between what you can hear and what you can work, which can differ significantly between two radios. If you're used to high-power operation, you'll essentially work most stations you can hear. But when you're using low power, there's going to be stations that you have little or no chance to work. Most of those are obvious so-called alligators, or mouth, no ears. That said, plenty of loud stations have years of honing their skill in station, and your QRP call can just as easily be heard as the next station. You'll likely sharpen your calling skills. There's no point in calling when other stations are blotting out your call, so you become adept at dancing around other signals. You'll spend more time considering propagation and the best band to make your signal count. Another side effect you'll likely notice is less wear and tear on your gear. There's also little chance of having RF inside your shack upsetting your computer or getting complaints from the neighbours who happen to have a crappy TV that stops working as soon as you key up. If you make mistakes, your station is more forgiving and less likely to be damaged when an unexpected fault occurs. Speaking of faults, the other day a coax switch in my shack caused my radio to stop transmitting. Luckily, with the power setting at its lowest, there was no permanent damage. After testing with a multimeter, I discovered that it shorted the center pin to shield in one position. When I opened up the switch, I discovered that the blade that gets moved between ports had become slightly twisted, which in turn caused it to ground against the body. A slight turn with some needle-nose pliers fixed the problem. Well, at least for now. I have begun searching for alternatives in earnest. I am quite taken by the notion of building my own switch from relays and controlling those via a network connection. More research and experimentation is needed, because there's plenty I don't know about this subject. Between you and me, it's never too late for another experiment, and I'd encourage you to spend some time testing the QRP experience. And given the current state of the solar cycle, there's no better time than right now. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Good morning, from Roy, VK6 X-ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 8th of January 2024. Happy New Year to everyone. In case I haven't said it before, I think I might have done, but Happy New Year to everyone and a prosperous New Year as well. Today I have the following from Barry. He still has available a Kenwood Tango Sierra 711 Alpha transceiver, $300. He has a Tango Sierra 811 Alpha, also $300. And has a receiver, a Romeo 5000, that's 5000, for $150. And also has an ICOM 3200 Alpha plus power supply for $350. Has a Uniden UHF CB for $100. And you may contact Barry, VK6 Alpha Delta India, on his email, which is bravo.juliet.burns@bigpond.com. I'll say again, bravo.juliet.bravo.uniform.romeo.november.sierra@bigpond.com. Or mobile 0428 959 771, 0428 959 771. I have not heard from Glenn, VK6 Lima Golf Bravo, but he may still have a high gain antenna, a TH3 Junior 3 element tri-band Yagi for 10, 15 and 20 metres for $550 to any good home, and maybe picked up in the Rockingham area, or he can deliver locally. And if you want to contact Glenn for further details, his phone number is 08 9592 7915 0895927915 or email to VictorKilo6 Lima Golf Bravo at hotmail.com. That's VK6 Lima Golf Bravo at hotmail.com. And if you have any items for next week, my email address is VictorKilo6xrayVictor@bigpond.com or preferably roy.watkins@bigpond.com. And send it in your details and I can broadcast them next week for you and put them on the email as well. And this is Roy VK6X-Ray Victor wishing you all 7-3 until next week. Cheers for now.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
In spite of all your hard work, the return for your work isn't much. There's a name for that and let's talk about it. And I'm Bob VK6POP and this is Club Focus. Producing a good outcome for your club means a lot of hard work and almost always you wish the outcomes were more fruitful. Don't lose heart because there's a mathematical principle that tells us why this is so. It's called the Pareto Principle. In 1941, Joseph M. Durin, a Romanian-born American engineer, came across the work of Italian polymath Vilfredo Pareto. Pareto noted that approximately 80% of Italy's land was owned by 20% of the population. Durin applied the observation that 80% of an issue is caused by 20% of the causes. Later, during his career, Durin preferred to describe this as the vital few and the useful many, to highlight that the contribution of the remaining 80% shouldn't be discarded entirely. Now there's a whole lot of mathematical dark arts stuff explaining why these things are so. However, I'm not about to explain that stuff to you, firstly because audio alone isn't the correct medium in which to attempt an explanation of Pareto and other distributions, and I'm a math simpleton. If you really want to find out, start at Wikipedia. An important factoid for you to keep in mind is that the 80-20 divide isn't set in concrete and may vary, perhaps as far as 90-10, 70-30, or even further. But for the sake of consistency, we'll hang on to 80-20 because, you see, it's not the actual ratio that's important, it's the principles that we can apply to make our club work better. So, what am I on about? Well, let's call your committee the 20%, the vital few, and the remaining 80% of members, the useful many. One simplistic application of the Pareto Principle is that 20% of members do 80% of the work. We could probably all, by casual observation, agree that it's something like that. It would do us well to also understand that it's a normal situation. You're not alone. So, is it a problem? It only becomes a problem when the efforts of the vital few cannot achieve all of the desired outcomes. How does a club increase or improve its outcomes? You could write a book on this topic, and many have, and I don't plan to write one. You'll thank me for that. Now here's a list of things that your club can do to make that 20% vital few produce a few more effective in their 80% outcomes. Now number one is good planning. The club members need to agree on and understand the club's goals and objectives. And number two, more good planning. The club members must clearly understand three things. They need to understand what they cannot do. They need to understand what can be done with some help and know how to access that help and apply it to what they are doing. And of course, what they can do using their own resources. And number three, even more good planning. Decide what to do, divide it into tasks. Prioritise the tasks and set timelines. Provide resources that are needed. Allocate the tasks. Put a name on them, someone has to do them. Check progress on each task at regular intervals. When a club undergoes this type of planning, there's a positive change in the way the club operates. There are now common goals. There's a program of works and activities that you've agreed on, and resources are allocated, and everyone knows who's responsible for what. So your meetings now should be all about, how's this going, report back on that, instead of what'll we do next? Now, I've got some experience in guiding clubs through such a process, and I'd be happy to make myself available to a club to walk them through such a process. It requires a couple of hours and a good healthy number of the active members attending in order for it to make an impact on the club. I'm Bob, VK6POP.
Hi there, it's Clinton, VK6FCRC, back with you. And did you know that News West is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWestWeeklyPodcast-KiloZulu7YankeeCharlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.